Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I want teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have the chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com. You may have taken your freshman off to college last week, or you may be doing that this week. If your student is a sophomore, junior, or senior, then they may be serving as advisors or may have organized the orientation week for incoming freshmen. Nonetheless, attending college can be the first step towards adulthood for your child, and with it comes the responsibility that they need to take care of themselves. Everything from personal hygiene to time management to money management is on the table from this point on. In the same fashion that you showed your student how to do laundry, sorting the colored clothes from the white clothes, or how to make a few simple meals without a microwave, it is time for you to sit down with your student and help them create a budget for their school year. Although I think this is a project to be done during the junior and senior years of high school, so that people can practice and make mistakes and learn from them, often it gets left to the last minute when teens go off to college. If your student is already away at school, then pick a time to meet virtually, either via Skype or FaceTime, or at least over the phone or via email, to discuss this very important topic. Here are the five steps to take to create a college budget for your teen. Number one, you need to be sensible. Some of us parents want to give our children everything they want, either because that was the way we were brought up or that was what we thought we needed so that we could be happy. Chances are, if that is your approach, you're probably going to give your child way more money than they actually need to function as a college student, and you will probably be giving them way more money than they can earn once they get out of school with their bachelor's degree. Keep in mind the median salary your student will be able to earn once they get out of college with a bachelor's degree will be about $26,000 per year before taxes. Once you take out Social Security, Medicare, health insurance, and income taxes, and a retirement contribution, you're looking at about $16,000 left to pay for rent, utilities, clothes, food, transportation, and entertainment, which is about $1,300 per month, not allowing for other savings, which your child should be doing at a rate of 5 to 10% of their income on a monthly basis. If you apply the pay yourself first concept, then they need to take away 10% of that money, or about $130 a month, to put towards saving for emergencies and future expenditures like car repairs and maybe a weekend trip. This leaves your student, once they graduate, with only about $1,100 per month to spend on their basic needs. Of that, a large portion will go towards rent or housing, which may need to be shared with other graduates to keep costs under control. So be sensible when you're deciding how much you have available for your child to spend while they are in college. Don't just offer any amount you have or be reacting to your child telling you their account is overdrawn at the bank. You're a parent, not an unlimited bank account. Being reactive or having unlimited funds available to your student will be a disservice to your child. You want them to grow up to be financially savvy, to be independent, and to be smart with money. So be sensible as you move to the next step. Two, ask your student to assemble a list of college expenses. Most students will agree to this, but they will need a deadline. The sooner the better. If your student is not left for college yet, whether they're a freshman or upperclassman, then make an appointment to do this together as soon as you can. If your student asks you what you mean, then give them a list that includes tuition, books, rent, food, transportation, and entertainment. Except for tuition, this list sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? kind of like what they're going to have to pay for when they graduate from school. That's why right now going to college is a great training ground for your teen to move from college to adulthood, learning how to be responsible with money. If tuition is paid in advance, then make sure your student knows how this will be paid and when it is due. Also, let them know when you have paid it if that was your responsibility. It's really embarrassing for a student to be reminded in front of their classmates that their tuition is not yet paid and that there is a deadline fast approaching. To set up an expense plan, your student needs to do research. If you need a bit of help setting up a budget, then consult my book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, which is available on Amazon, where there's an entire section on cash management and how to set up a budget. First, find out the books needed for each class and how much they are per book. Most college textbooks run in the price range of $124 to $175, depending on what is included with the book. If your student is taking five courses, probably books will run from about $875 to $1,000, depending on the cost for workbooks or manuals for lab courses. In addition, your student will need supplies such as pens and notebooks, as well as printer paper and cartridges for their own printer and computer if it's not already included in tuition. Some schools allow papers and exams to be submitted via email without the need for a printer or paper other than notes your student might take or need for their personal study habits. Some professors insist that students print out the PowerPoint presentations used in class for their future study for tests and exams. Residential housing may be a dorm on campus or an apartment off campus. Your student can research this information online to include this data in the budget calculations. If you pay the dorm bill in advance, then this number does not need to be included in the amount your teen will have to spend each month. If they will be living in an apartment, then make sure that both of you go over the lease agreement and that your student understands any restrictions listed in that agreement. These restrictions can include not permitting the use of lighted candles, not permitting pets, not allowing smoking, or requiring that the garbage be taken out at least once a week. Go over each section of the lease agreement and understand when the rent is considered late and what the late fee is that's added to the rental payment for the month that the payment is in arrears. Make sure your student understands that, no, the rent is due on the 1st, it's late on the 5th. So make sure they understand they need to get that check-in on the 1st. So many things can happen in students' lives that dates can just float away from them. So you want them to understand what promptness means when they're paying their bills. Your dorm agreement may include food for your student Monday through Friday, with maybe breakfast only on Saturday. Make sure you and your student know what is covered by the on-campus food policies. Some systems allow students to spend their dollars at any food purveyor on campus, including coffee bars and snack bars. And then once a certain dollar amount has been spent, then the student campus debit card must be refilled with funds. If this is the system available on campus, then you may need to start with a minimum amount on that card per month to see how far that money goes towards feeding your child. If your child is only responsible for their weekend meals, then research the cost of eating in and eating out in the area where your student will be in school. Transportation costs to and from school also need to be added into your budget figures. Parking fees need to be considered if your student is keeping a car on campus. Gasoline and minor maintenance, such as an oil change or tire repair, may need to be included if a lot of driving will be involved. If your child will be using mass transit in the city where he studies, then that needs to be researched in advance and passes obtained if appropriate. Airline tickets home for holidays like Thanksgiving or at the end of term need to be booked as soon as possible to get the best fares for that busy holiday travel season. Cab or bus fares to airports, train stations, or bus stations need to be considered as well. On-campus entertainment, such as football tickets or concerts, may be included in student fees. If not, then include funds for an occasional entertainment event so your student can still participate in campus life and learn about things that may interest them later in life after graduation. Many communities offer discounted prices for students at movie theaters, arts and cultural events, and some sporting events. So work with your teen to investigate these opportunities available to them during this time of their life. Keep in mind there will also be laundry expenses unless that's included in their dorm fees or student fees. Check out what laundromats in your area or at nearby colleges cost to figure out how much each week will be spent on this cleaning expense. A small clothing allowance may need to be included, too, if there may be a special item needed for participation with a group or at a special event. 3. Once you have a list of expenses, then create a reasonable budget. If you add up the list of expenses and it is greater than the funds you have available for your child, then you will need to pare down the list and suggest to your student to consider taking a part-time job once they're settled in school, or taking one on during the holiday break when many businesses hire extra help. Instead of buying new books, used books may work for class if the professor has not changed to the newest edition. Food for the weekend can include soups, potluck suppers with other students, or only two meals a day with a big breakfast, lunch skipped, and then dinner. Not having a car on campus can save money in gasoline, parking, and wear and tear on the vehicle. Sharing a ride home with friends in school and paying for part of the gas can help with the expenses of getting back and forth at end of term and holidays. Consignment shops and secondhand stores can supply clothes for a special occasion at a better price point and sometimes with more style. One thing that you need to keep in mind is please emphasize saying no to credit cards and no to taking on more student loans to pay for some of these everyday expenses. There is no reason your student needs a credit card. At this point in their life, they don't have a job, so they cannot pay off the card. There's plenty of time in their life to develop a credit history. So wait till after college is over and once they have a job where they can pay off that debt. I cannot tell you how many people I've seen saddled with incredible amounts of credit card debt when they didn't even have a job and they weren't even ready to handle it. So please, please, please emphasize saying no to credit cards. 4, deposit the money in your child's account each month. Most likely you've set up a bank account for your child before they went off to school. If so, then do not deposit all the money for the entire semester or the entire year in their account at one time. During your budget process, you will have arrived at an amount to be deposited into their account each month to cover their expenses. Deposit the money on the same day of the month each month so your student can learn to live on what they're allocated by your budgeting process on a monthly basis. Select the day that works best for you to make that deposit. Make sure your student knows that you will not cover overdrafts and that you will not deposit the money sooner than your designated date. Encourage them to save money each month and live on less than you have allocated to them. This is such an important skill set and something that will really help them later on in life. Most students in college are borrowing money to pay their tuition and their room and board. In addition, they may be borrowing the money to pay for these items we've spoken of. So know that most students will be careful with their money, hopefully. If not, they will be bankrupt by the time they're 30 years of age. 5, check in with your student about their spending each month for the first year. Although I worked during the summers when I was in high school and saved half the money I earned during that time, my father still insisted that I sit down with him every time I came home from college and would go over my bank statements and check register with me where I would have to explain to him exactly how much money I spent and how I spent the money and why I spent the money. Rarely did he fuss at me about how much I was spending, but he sometimes was critical of my choice and of how I used my funds. Ballet tickets, which I purchased my first year in school, were one of the items he felt were a bit of a luxury, although I'd saved money by not spending it somewhere else, so he wasn't too upset. The freedom that college gives your children to express themselves and their tastes in the way they spend money can be a revelation. When you review your teen's spending choices, be careful with your criticism. You want to encourage your child to live their life, not your life, within their means. If the laundry only gets done every 2 weeks, but not every week, or they skip a meal or two to be able to go to an extra movie each week, these are their spending choices, and they're learning how to make them during this time in college. If your funds are so tight that these luxuries are not a part of your life and you want to restrict your teen's spending, then be very clear about what is okay and what is not okay and why. It may be important when you have these monthly reviews to talk about opportunity costs. referring to when you spend money on one thing, then you may not have it to spend on something else. When money is tight, basic needs are where money is to be spent, cutting out luxuries like entertainment and new clothes. If money is readily available, then explaining that giving up a weekly movie might be about saving money for a future goal like a spring break trip, encouraging savings habit in your student, is possibly something you would like to do. Reminding your student to take care of and keep track of essential items like computers, tablets, and phones that are expensive to replace and easy to break or steal is another element of good money management, making things last longer because you care for them and maintain them in good condition. Don't be surprised if the first month your child runs out of money in the first 2 weeks. This is new for him or her, so if you can afford it, consider depositing one half of the next month's amount in their account at that time, reminding them that they will only be getting half the amount the following month. As you review the expenses, figure out if they are all essential or if they came a month sooner than you had originally planned. Each month, be encouraged as you review the numbers, making constructive comments about how to better manage their spending choices each month. At the end of the first semester, take the time to sit down with your child to go over their account and discuss what worked and what didn't and why. Come to some understanding about how the following semester will play out and the amount that will be in their account each month for the remainder of the year. If your child is overspending each month for the first semester, even after you've reviewed their spending habits with them, then do your best to control yourself if you are outraged by your child's sense of entitlement and their extravagant spending habits. Find out if your child is hanging out with a crowd of people who have way more money than he or she has to spend. Have you trained your teen to expect you to bail him or her out whenever they get into any kind of trouble, whether it's financial or other? Are there other behavioral issues that may indicate a problem with substance abuse or depression? If the problem is just too much freedom too soon for the maturity level of your child, then consider requiring them to work over the holidays to earn extra money and to find out what managing money is all about. Retailers, restaurants, hotels, and others are often looking for part-time workers during the year-end season. Remember, you're teaching your child how to manage money for the first time, so be your most loving self as you constructively criticize your student for their financial choices. Hopefully, by the end of the first year of college, your student will be a savvy money manager. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, B-A-R-B-I-E at M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number for the letter U.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.